It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. With me today in studio, I have Chris Vlamakis. He is one of the chairs of this year's Greek Festival. It's the thing that everybody looks forward to. It's like it's almost like let's get the 4th of July out of the way so we can get right to Greek Festival. Chris, thanks for stopping in this morning and having a talk with us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me.
Let's talk about it. It's because it's time. It's coming
yes,
up
it's,
fast
it's coming
and furious.
Up, yes, it seems that only yesterday we started preparations, but it's been a hectic several months.
And this is one of those things where you almost start preparing for the next one as soon as the last one ends, right?
Oh, yes. Last year we had a meeting. I am the chairman over the entire festival. And last year we had a meeting 3 weeks after the festival, and that was our first discussion about what was going on, mainly to be if I was going to be in charge of it again, and also while things were fresh in people's minds to discuss changes or possibilities.
You got to get that. But now we were talking a little bit off air. You said that you got down and dirty about March. Is that when it was?
We had meetings and stuff early February, but our first real preparation day was early March, late February.
And you've been making cookies ever since.
It's endless, yeah.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about it. It's going to kick off Thursday, mm-hmm. the 11th, correct?
And yes, that's at Culture Connection.
With something a little bit different this year, right?
Yes. Well, the Thursday Culture Connection before each festival has been kind of our unofficial kickoff to the festival every year. But this one time, we're making it a little bit more official. At 7 o'clock, we will be having a singer and performer, my mother, Sherry Vlamakis. And after she is done, we will have every year we have our Dionysus dancers who come every year and dance during the festival, but they're coming a day earlier and they're going to be doing a performance at the Culture Connection itself. And then at about 8:30 or whenever the dancers feel like they're done dancing for the evening, we will be doing our 5K, which has normally been Saturday mornings, but we will be doing that that evening.
And it's going to be kind of a, you're saying it's a, like a torch run is what you're
going to
do.
Yeah, it's going to be, it has the normal 5K element to it, but it's also going to have a torch run aspect where we have several individuals, including myself, who are going to do essentially like an Olympian torch run type of thing where we start and we have a designated path to be like an official kickoff to the festival itself.
Okay, and that's on Thursday night.
Yes.
And then rest up, because Friday morning
yes.
at 11 o'clock it starts for real.
Yes, 11
right?
o'clock for everyone else. For me, it's about 6 in the morning. But 11 o'clock is when our food lines will open up, and we will, like we've had for the past several years, we will have two food lines, the main one that will have all of our items. And then if you go in the basement of our church where our pastry sales are, we will have a to-go line that will have most of our more popular main dish and side dishes for the people who may only have a 30-minute, maybe an hour lunch break, and they can't deal with a block and a half line.
So it's not going to be the full line.
It's not the full line of food.
It's just the most popular stuff, and that's if you're just on your lunch hour and you want to go
yes.
get something to take
and,
care of.
And both open up at 11, but the to-go line is only going to be open for a couple of hours, mainly during our big lunch rush on Friday. We're projected from 11 to 1. If things are too hectic and busy, we may extend it.
Okay, so that's just Thursday only, or Friday only.
That's Friday, yes.
And so that's 11 o'clock, the mm-hmm. food line starts, and then the secondary food line's from 11 to 1, mm-hmm. and then you've got all kinds of stuff planned for Friday, too. What all's going to go on Friday?
Friday, I believe the first performance at 1 o'clock of our dancers again. We have multiple groups of dancers. We have from the Holy Trinity Church up in Salt Lake, and the Prophet Elias Church up in Salt Lake as well. They are, I'm not sure what they categorize as, but they're amazing. Their dancing is crazy. I would not be able to do that in a million years. Then we also have the Opa dancers. They are a junior high, middle school range age group that will be. I believe they'll be alternating. I think there's a performance of them every 2 hours, starting at 1 o'clock. On Friday, and I believe at noon on Saturday.
Okay, and then, of course, you're always going to have, like, church tours.
Yes, we will have church tours, and on Friday, we'll have church tours at Sorry, I have my notes here. If only I could read them. At 2 and 4 o'clock on both days, and then we will have one evening church tour at 7 o'clock on Saturday.
Okay, and then Saturday morning starts again at 11 o'clock, and
yes.
It's just more of the same.
Yes.
You won't have the secondary food line on Saturday.
We don't, no.
But you'll have still food, and you said this year you've made more food.
Yes, this year. Every year we do at least somewhat increases, but the last 2 years we have successfully sold out of literally every ounce of food that we had by dinner time. And I know there within the community and myself personally too, it's frustrating to come at dinner time and the only thing we have left is hamburgers and stuff like that. But I want to assure people that across the board, we have increased production on every single food item. Whether or not that means we last until dinner time, that's up to us to see. But the minimum thing that we've increased it has been something by 20%, while the maximum in the pastry area, we've printed in a couple of our most popular pastries, we've almost doubled in production. This last 2 weekends, we've made about of one cookie type 15,000 cookies.
And you said this morning you were already up making bread.
Yeah, we're I think we're about 150 to 200 loaves of bread of Greek bread. The Easter bread and the long twisted cookies, the koulourakia, those are our two most popular pastry items. And the last 2 years, they've been the things that we've sold out the most. Last year, we made about 8,000 of those cookies, and we sold out the first day. And so that's why it was my decision, begrudgingly but necessary, to basically double that cookie. And we've made a lot more loaves of bread as well. Everything we've made more.
All right, so the Greek festival has been supersized this year.
Yeah, yes, it has been. Instead of us taking baby steps of increasing maybe the things by 10%, the minimum I've increased is 20% on some of our lower selling items.
All right, so let's talk about it one last time. Thursday, everything kicks off at 7 o'clock with Culture Connection. Sherry Vlamakis will sing, the dancers, and then you're thinking about 8:30.
That's when the torch run should
start.
That's what they have officially written down, but it just depends, you know, with performances and stuff like that. Dancers could go long. There could be maybe technical issues, but around 8:30, I would project.
All right. The torch run starts at 8:30. Then on Friday morning at 11 o'clock, remember, you will have those two food lines until at least 1 o'clock, maybe a little bit longer. And that's for the lunch crowd. And then Saturday, they're going to do it all over again, with the exception of the secondary food line. But get on out and have some fun at the Greek Festival this year. That's all I can say. And
yes,
and Chris would agree, I'm sure. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I would agree, definitely. And our food lines will be open fairly late on Friday, and then until we're out of food on Saturday.
There you go. Well, Chris, thanks for stopping in. Have fun, and good luck with the Greek Festival this year.
Oh, I will. Thank you so much.
All right. Now, for more information on this and other KOAL-ITV interviews, make sure you check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen to Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.